The Brady Report
for HHG Legal Group. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back.
7 to 5. Hello, Ender Brady.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, Ender. There's more information on the terrorist at the mosque.
Yeah, so the suspect is in custody. We now know he is from Wales, 47 years old, Darren Osborne, with an address in Cardiff. The media have been down to the property he was living in, and get this, his next-door neighbours are Muslim, and they've been on the radio this morning saying that, as far as they were concerned, they thought he was quite an all right guy. They had a leaking tap last year, and he came round and fixed it. So what has gone off in this guy's head that he's gone from Cardiff, hired a vehicle, driven all the way to North London, and allegedly knocked people down like Skittles coming out of prayer at midnight? Absolutely horrific. Terror investigation underway, suspect in custody, and a community in shock.
Yeah, indeed. Now, anger continues to grow at the response to last week's fire.
Well, we read this morning in the papers, and I'm not surprised by this, having spent several days down at the scene of the fire, the level of anger is growing about the government's response. There are people sleeping in cars, and there are people sleeping in the nearby park. And this is in the wealthiest borough in the whole of Britain. I mean, Kensington just reeks of wealth. How the response has been so bad, how the authorities have got it so wrong, that people are sleeping in vehicles and sleeping in the open air. I was there and I saw no end of goodwill. People from all over London, people having driven long distances, bringing food, clothes, toiletries, footwear, toys, anything to help. People wanted to help. There was no one from the council. There was no authority figures there. It was just left to church volunteers and charity workers coming out to try and help and organise everything, and the community themselves.
Well, the tennis superstar Andy Murray's doing his bit.
Yes, he is. Small announcement from Andy Murray today. It's not going to change the world. It's not going to change what has happened, but just a sign that people care and that people have been really troubled by this fire. Andy Murray's playing in Queens, and he has announced that all prize money he makes from Queens will go straight to the fire disaster fund. So a very kind gesture from him. I was with the boxer Amir Khan, two-time world champion, Olympic medalist. He came down to see me on Saturday down at the Grenfell Tower, and he has announced that he will be doing a fundraiser next week. And just, you know, I know people will say, oh, these celebrities getting involved and people like Simon Cowell wanting to make records and help. You know, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to bring lives back. But I saw firsthand on Saturday with Amir Khan how spirits can be lifted, how people's minds can be taken off the trouble in hand, if only for 25, 30 minutes. You know, it makes a little difference and people just want to help. But my overriding sentiment, really, from everything I saw down there, there's nobody in charge of the operation.
Ender Brady, thank you. We will talk to you from the UK tomorrow.
See you, Ollie. Bye, mate.